This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
God bless you, Reverend York. How are you doing this evening?
I am blessed of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, and I'm calling to minister the word of the Lord to you. Thank you so much for sowing your seed and supporting the ministry, and we wanted to give you the word of the Lord.
Okay.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for Sister Karen.
Thank you,
York.
Lord.
Father God, we do thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Father God, we do thank you for the leading of your spirit and the guidance of this, your spirit, your Holy Spirit, and your ministering word. Father God, we do thank you for touching Reverend York from the crown of her head to the sole of
your
feet.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, thank you for touching her heart and her mind in this season. Father God, thank you for leading her and guiding her in your will and your way in this season. Father God, we do thank you for your infinite uncommon favor and increase.
Hallelujah.
Restoration, Father God, in this season. Father God, bless the family in this season. Strengthen the family in unity and in harmony. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Reverend York, I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, travel. I hear Father God saying, get ready to prepare a suitcase for travel. For Father God says, there shall be favor concerning travel. And Father God says, he's touching your body in this season. Father God says, he's touching your body and your mind in a very special way. I hear Father God saying, be mindful of your thoughts in this season and just be mindful of your words. Father God says, this is the season to activate your faith to the next level. For Father God says, all things are coming together for your good. I also hear God saying, this is the season of justice.
Hallelujah.
Father God says, you're coming into a season of justice, and I hear Father God saying a season of mastery. I don't know if you're dealing with anything concerning legal matters or attorneys. I just hear Father God says justice. Father God says this is the season to look beyond what's being presented. Father God says he's bringing all things together for your good. So worry
not.
Worry not or fret not, because Father God says this is the season of the purification. He's clearing some things. And I hear Father
Hallelujah.
God saying, activate your faith in this season, woman of God. For Father God says, stretch your vision and stretch your focus. I further hear Father God saying, this is the season of completion and endings concerning some things. For Father God says, you're coming into a new season of meditation and prayer. The next season of meditation and prayer, I see miracles. I hear Father God saying, you're coming into the realm of miracles. So prepare, woman of God. Father God says, he's expediting some things concerning you. And I hear Father God saying, do some research on the internet. Father God says there's going to be some research on the internet that's going to favor you and bless you. I do hear Father God saying laughter is returning to your heart as well as your home. And Father God says let go of the past and embrace the new. Father God says don't look back. Don't consult the past. Yet I want you, Father God says he wants you to stay focused on the now. I also just hear Father God saying there's going to be emotional healing in this season. For Father God says this is the season where I don't know, I'm looking at some things in the past that have been spoken, some things that have been spoken over you, but Father God says not so. Father God says you're not the opinions of others. So woman of God, God says peace be still and know that all things are coming together for your good, and this is the season of restoration and harvest. God says to tell you that delay does not mean denial.
Father,
there may have been some things held up, but they're not held from you. There may have been some things held up, but they're held for you. So now,
you,
Father
Lord.
God is speaking to me in reference to an inheritance. Something in reference to an inheritance. It seemed like something was held up, but Father God says this is the season where you're coming face to face with your fears. Whatever this is, Father God says he's breaking down. It's almost like a wall. God says he's breaking through and breaking down for you. Now, there's one further thing. Father God says justice again, woman of God. Father
Thank you,
God
Lord.
Says justice. there's going to be justice. Woman of God, are you dealing with anything with legal matters or attorneys?
Well, I have a nephew that's living with me, and he's dealing with something that, I've actually said to God that he's not going to take the foal. He's not going to be the scapegoat.
Yes.
In this situation that he finds himself in. And, something happened, and, when I had an opportunity to talk to him, I said, even though an accusation has been made, I said to him, that did not even sound like something that you would do. And,
yeah.
Why would you jeopardize, your job by doing something like that? That doesn't even make sense. Where someone has accused him of doing something.
Yeah.
I have committed it to prayer, and just even before it all happened, I had this dream. And in the dream, I saw dogs, and I know dogs represent the enemy. And after I had the dream, I said, okay, Lord, what is the enemy up to now? I said, I know that the enemy is up to something because, God allowed me to have that particular dream. And so I'm just believing that God is going to vindicate, and that God is going to turn it around. That's what I'm believing God for, that the truth will prevail. The truth will come to the surface, not what the person is saying. The person who's, trying to push it on to someone else and say, well, this is the person who I got it from.
Right.
And so,
right.
Sometimes with young people, they don't realize that the people that they consider to be their friends can be the same person that would set them up if they, if they want to get it, get off or whatever.
Right.
Sometimes they don't, when we get older, we sort of become more wiser. And I tell people straight, I don't trust everybody.
That's right.
I really don't. I may be friendly, but I'm going to be wise.
Amen.
That's how God has, that's how God has always had me.
Yes.
To just be mindful of people, because things are not always what it appears to be.
That's right.
So you have to discern. You have to listen to that voice.
Yes.
That tells you just pay attention to, just pay attention.
Yes.
And if you wait a while, you'll see the manifestation of what has been revealed to you.
That's right.
I'm just by faith, because he's here, he's under my roof, he's under my covering.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
He's under my covering.
Yes. And this is truth, because Father God is saying justice. So Father God says, worry not, fret not. He's going to bring some things to the surface and some things to truth. And woman of God, worry not. God says there's going to be the season of restoration. Now, your nephew, I don't know, is your nephew aware of the prophetic?
Well, he, interestingly enough, he dropped me off at Dr. Bean's house.
Okay.
And he said to me, now he's never really met her.
Yeah.
And he said, that's the prophetess. And I told him to be what he said. He said, you're the prophetess. And I said, how him who's not walking with God could see, and the people who are walking with God refuse to see.
Yes.
You know, it's amazing how, you know, he utterly blew. He just said to me, oh, that's the prophetess.
Yeah.
And I just smiled and I told her what he said. And she said, well, you know, and so, you know, God is something of how he does things.
Yes. Yes.
You know, he does, because with him, like when he first came to save me and he, you know, was talking to me about a lot of different things, and he'll, you know, go on the internet and he'll look up different things, and he was asking me some things about the Muslim religion, and, you know, and I was explaining to him, you know, that they don't believe in Jesus and, you know, being Lord and Savior, and, you know, just little things, just little things, you know, and, you know, it's just interesting. You know, God doesn't make a mistake. You know,
that's right.
God doesn't make a mistake. And when, you know, because when he didn't have anywhere to stay, God said, you take him in. He had no job or anything.
Yes. And Father God is saying that there is a prophetic call on his life. And that's why Father God says, does he know of, well, he said to ask you, does he know of the prophetic? This young man is going to have to begin to seek God's face, because there are some things that God has for him. This situation that he's in, God will deliver him from it. Yet he's going to have to say yes to the things of God. That's why God is saying tonight, deliverance, restoration,
amen,
justice. So this young man, I don't know how much he knows about the prophetic, yet I hear Father God saying, this is the season. We're in 88 days of breakthrough, 88 days of breaking generational curses. We are in our season of turnaround and harvest. Bishop Barron has been teaching us on breaking generational curses, and this is the season that the young man needs to understand that he has been under some things generational, but Father God says he comes to break it. So,
amen.
Season, you can minister to him. You can explain to him about the prophetic and the ministry. Father God says this is your season to minister to him, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
So, woman of God, just be at peace, knowing that all things are coming together for your good. All things are coming together for your nephew's good. And Father God says great favor and great blessings upon the family in this season. And that is the word of the Lord. So, woman of God, just encourage your nephew to seek the things of God in this season and watch the favor of God upon your family in this season. There's a purification and a clearing. God's clearing the way, and he's clearing some things. And that is the word of the Lord. God bless you, woman.
God bless you too.
And God is touching your body and your mind and your household in this season. And what he's promised you, he's going to deliver. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
A prophetess? God bless you, woman. Yes, woman of God.
God bless you.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so much. It's an honor to minister with
you. And the word, I hear God saying to tell you that in this season, he's going to impart to you supernatural strength. I hear him saying, this is a season where you're going to move forward. This is a season that God said he's going to bring to you increase.
Amen.
I just see increase in every area of your life.
Amen.
I hear God saying to tell you, prepare for new beginnings.
Amen.
I hear him saying the old has passed and the new is now in store for you.
Amen.
God said to tell you that his hand of favor is upon you. I hear God saying continue to see by the eye of faith the things that God has set before you. I hear him saying there is a door that God is about to open for you and give you divine favor. I hear him saying there are some places that you're about to go in the realm of the Spirit, places that you have not been before. God said, for this is a season that he's calling you to a higher place and another dimension in him. He said, this is your time of set favor.
Amen.
It's set favor. It's been predestined. It has been predestined of the Lord for the favor of God to be released to you. And I hear him saying, and even as you prophesy, and even as you speak life, I hear him saying, prepare for the miraculous. Because the miracles are going to be released as you open your mouth and as you speak the word of the Lord. And I hear God saying, he's getting ready to change the garment that you have been wearing. He said, because that garment was good for them, but it's not good for now. And God said he's preparing you, and he's going to place on you another mantle, another anointing. And there's going to be such a release that you're going to experience. And I hear him saying, and even he's anointing your eyes with his eye salve, that you might see even more accurately in the spirit realm. And he said that the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom is going to flow from you like never before. He said you are just going to be propelled to move forward. And God said that it's going to be a quick work that he is going to do because he has need of you in this season to minister to his people, to give the word of the Lord, to prophesy life, and not only life, but transformation. Because when you speak the word of the Lord, a transformation is going to take place as you release the word of the Lord. For I hear God saying, this is your season to prosper. This is your season to prosper. And the favor of God is upon you. And he said that even some of the things that the enemy has tried to hinder, God said, do not be concerned about that. Because God said that if he is for you, who can be against you? I hear him say it in this season, know already that you are victorious in Christ. I hear God saying this is a new day and this is a new season and this is the time of the set favor of God on your life. And he says even as you minister to the man of God, your husband, God says he's going to use you to minister to him and to encourage him in this season. For there is much work that the two of you have to do. And he said strength, supernatural strength, is yours in this season. And you will be in a different place. And you will move forward. And the things that you knew before, God says he's about to open up your understanding even in a greater measure. And I hear him saying, and in spite of the opposition, know this, that the hand of God is upon you, and you are blessed and highly favored. You are blessed and highly favored. And I hear him saying, not only is he blessing you, but he's going to bless your mother as well. He's going to bless her tremendously.
Thank you, Lord.
He's going to impart to her physically the what she needs physically. God said he's going to do it. He's going to do a definite work in your mom.
Thank you, Lord.
Because she's a blessed woman.
Hallelujah.
She's a praying woman.
Hallelujah.
I hear God saying she's a mother in Zion. And God said he's going to honor the things that she has laid before him. There's some requests that your mom has laid before God. God said he's going to bless. He's going to honor her requests.
Hallelujah.
He's going to honor her request. And the favor of God is upon her life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And purpose
hallelujah,
and destiny
hallelujah.
Is over her life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Like he said in the scripture, with long life will I satisfy you and show you
hallelujah.
My salvation.
Hallelujah.
So she's going to see, as she's seen it before, but she's going to see even more the salvation of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. God said, this is transformation time.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is increase time. This is favor time.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, this is turnaround time.
Hallelujah.
For good, for good, for good, for good.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And the Goliaths must come down.
Thank you, Jesus.
The giants must come down. The giants will come down. Yes, God said he's given you the weapons.
Hallelujah.
The tried and the tried weapons are not new weapons. They're tried. The things you've already tried, you've already proven, just like David, the five smooth stones.
Thank you, Jesus.
They've been proven. It's already been proven. They're already, God said, the weapons that he has given you you've already proven them to be effective.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And he said, in this season, use what he's already given you.
Yes, Lord.
Use so you know the strategy. You know how to. And he said, when you see the giant coming, you deal with the giant. Because there's a giant that has come to oppose the ministry. He said, but you walk in the authority that God has given to you. And you will see that giant come down. I hear God say, not only that, but you will take the head right off. You will take the head right off the giant. And you'll deal with the root so it won't come back up again. Jesus.
in the book.
Rabba seki demando roboku rabba seki de baha. Ramando roboku shiki de be rabba senda rabaka.
Thank you, Jesus.
Reba siki rabo shandara rabaka ya rabasu. Reba siki rabo shandara beke. Yeah, God, victory, God, victory, God, victory. Victory, Jesus.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Victory, God, through the blood of Jesus. Victory through the blood of Jesus. 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 Oh, yeto rabakaya. Uramando rabakaya. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the intercessors, God. Thank you for the intercessors that will pick them up in the realm of the spirit, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And begin to press in on their behalf, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because the earth belongs to you, Lord God. Yes, thank you for the vision, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the fruition of the vision, oh God. Yes, Father, thank you for the release, God. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, release. Release, Father, release, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, we come against every negative word, God. We send it back, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We send it back to where it came from, God. And we speak life, Father. We prophesy life, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, we prophesy life, Lord God. Yea, God, by your spirit, God, life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Life, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Not just life, but abundant life, God. Fruitfulness, God. Fruitfulness, Lord. Fruitfulness. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fruitfulness, Lord, in this season. Increase, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Manifold wisdom in this season, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for grace, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Grace, God. Your unmerited favor, God. In this season, God. Favor. Favor, God, to this ministry, God.
Praise your name, Father God. We worship.
Hallelujah.
We magnify your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Your way is perfect, Lord. Your way is perfect, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you for everyone that's connected to this ministry, God.
Father God, we thank you. Father God,
thank you, Lord.
Father God, we
hallelujah.
Your name.
Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for unity, God.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you for unity, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Because there's blessing in unity, God.
Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
There's power in unity, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, there's increase in unity, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And they are victorious in Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. They are victorious.
Thank you, Jesus.
And just like with Jabez, enlarge their territory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Enlarge their territory, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you so very much. I'm going to get ready to go on the conference call. I want to say thank you and bless you. What time is it in your country, woman of God?
It is now 8:26.
Okay. If you want to, we're going to be on the conference call. I know Bishop is in a conference, but I'm going to start praise and worship, and I'm going to send him a message to see what time he's going to be joining. He'll be teaching live tonight. God bless you. It's been an honor ministering to you, and thank you for the prayer and the prophecy. Woman of God is greatly appreciative. Have a wonderful, powerful evening and a more awesome weekend, woman of God.
You too.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You. We'll talk to you again. God bless you.
Okay. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right.
You be blessed as well.
This call has been recorded.